the political and social decay across the Western world will remain an impenetrable mystery unless you accept one foundational, non-negotiable truth. You are living under a foreign occupation. The society you inhabit is not your own. It is a managerial regime imposed by a hostile alien elite. You are not a citizen in a functioning republic. You are a subject living by the rules of your occupiers. Failing to start from this premise forces you down a futile path of searching for rational explanations within a system designed to be irrational. You'll blame economic anxiety, political polarization, or social progress for the misery, decay, and shortcomings that define modern life. These are deliberate distractions. The real cause is that you are a conquered people, and your enemy has no interest in a traditional victory. That battle was won decades ago, likely before you were even born. The conflict is over. What you are experiencing now is not war. It is the administration of your humiliation. Humiliation is the ultimate weapon of the occupier. It is not merely an insult or a slight. It is a systematic process designed to strip a people of their humanity, their will to resist, and their very reason for existence. A humiliated man is robbed of his dignity, his spirit, and his belief that his cause is just. He becomes so broken that he is no longer even worthy of empathy in the eyes of others. This tactic is as old as conquest itself. History provides a chilling blueprint in practices like the Ottoman Kolchak system, where young boys from conquered Christian populations were taken, converted, and trained as dancers and entertainers for the Sultan's court. The purpose was dual: to serve the ruler, and more importantly, to demonstrate absolute dominance over the vanquished. It forced the subjugated fathers to internalize a devastating thought. If we are powerless to stop them from doing that to our sons, then they can do absolutely anything to us. Our will is completely broken. The Bolshevik Revolution and the Soviet Reign of Terror is the most potent historical example. Following the 1917 Revolution, a systematic campaign of humiliation and genocide was unleashed upon the Russian people, particularly the Orthodox Christian peasantry and the Cossacks. The purpose was not to build the utopia, but to break the back of traditional Russia, the prison of nations forever. Churches were desecrated, the nobility was slaughtered, and famine was engineered. It was a clinical exercise in dehumanizing a conquered population to eradicate any future threat. After the failure of Bolshevism in the West, a new, more insidious strategy was adopted: cultural Marxism. The Frankfurt School developed critical theory. Its purpose was not to understand society, but to critique and undermine the foundational pillars of Western civilization: the nation, the family, patriarchy, and Christianity. By promoting cultural pessimism, pathologizing national pride as racism, attacking the traditional family as oppressive, and championing sexual liberation and degeneracy, they weaponized academia to engineer a cultural suicide from within. It is a full-blown psychological attack and occupation. This ancient strategy finds its modern equivalent in the state-sponsored promotion of drag queen story time for toddlers, the chemical and surgical mutilation of our youth under the banner of gender-affirming care, and the sexualization of children. This is not a plea for tolerance or diversity. It is a calculated display of power. It is the occupier parading the corruption of your most vulnerable in your own sacred spaces, your libraries, your schools, your town squares, to make you understand your utter powerlessness. Strength is called weakness. Virtue is called hate. Mental illness is called identity. Language itself is corrupted to make resistance impossible to articulate. The media, the government, and academia all tell you the obvious decline, the decay, the chaos, the misery is actually progress, and that to see it for what it really is makes you the problem. Your enemy does not genuinely believe that LGBT parades, opioid epidemics, fatherless homes, lab-grown meat, or insect diets are inherently good for society. They push these things for one reason, and one reason only, because they know that you find them despicable, and they want you to know that your disgust is meaningless. They want you to watch, seething with silent rage, as everything you hold sacred is defiled, and then they want you to see the media, their propaganda arm, laugh at you for objecting. This is a full-spectrum domination of the mind. Its goal is to make you accept the unacceptable, to celebrate your own demise, and ultimately surrender your soul. The enemy wants you to watch the decline, to know you are responsible for none of it, and to know that your anger is futile. That is the essence of their victory. The humiliation is not just practical, it is deeply symbolic, meant to spiritually degrade the conquered. How did this happen? It happened through a deliberate, coordinated, and patient strategy. It was a war waged not with tanks, but with textbooks, not with bullets, but with bureaucratic regulations, not by conquering the lands, but by conquering the mind. The hostile elite understood that the strongest fortress is not made of stone, but of tradition, identity, and faith. So that is what they systematically demolished. The humiliation we see today is the victory lap of conquest that was finalized decades ago. It is the occupier showing you in inconvertible terms that you are no longer the master of your own house. They are not trying to build a better world. They are methodically humiliating you to ensure you never again have the spirit to rebuild your own. And they are succeeding. Wake up, Neo.